Progress leads to God-ordained successes in life. In today's message, Pastor explains what true progress is according to the Bible.
Hallelujah. Amen. Tonight the Lord is in our midst. The Lord is in our midst. He is in our midst. Glory to God. We are almost through to the sixth month, and I mean, nearly the seventh month. It's July, June 19th. Can you imagine that? The year has progressed. Have you progressed? There's somebody being healed of a thyroid problem. That's Lord's healing presence is coming upon you right now. His healing virtue is coming upon you. There is a Thomas who is listening to me. You feel you're stuck in life. God is setting you free. Tonight the grace of God is flowing into your life. This is your season to break forth. God is opening up a door for you and bringing you out. Your years of stagnation is over. His victorious hand is with you, Thomas. God is bringing you through. Lift your hand and praise His name. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Tonight, I want to speak to you about a word called progress. True progress. True progress. The Greek word for this word, progress, let me see the pronunciation. Where is that? Prokope. Prokope. That's the Greek word for progress. It means to cut forward or to make a way ahead. Advancement, movement, breaking forth. It appears three times in the New Testament, generally referring to the advancement of the gospel or personal spiritual maturity. Prokope. You know, we all look for success. Christianity, for a Christian, success is achieving God's predetermined plans over your life. It is not you achieving your determined goals in life, but God's predetermined plans in your life. And that is what Christianity speaks about, success. But before success comes, there has to be progress. It is progress that leads you into God's ordained successes in your life. So what is progress? Now for me, from here, taking a step till here is progress for me. Because I was here, stuck here, stagnated. But I've taken a step. That's progress. I might have not reached that end of that room, but I've taken a step. So that is progress for me. So you have to know how to determine whether you are making progress in your life, your own spiritual life. Don't look at somebody else saying, oh my God, that person has reached so far. It looks like I've reached nowhere. No. It is God's plan over your life that you have to fulfill. God's plan over the other person might be totally different. But as long as you're moving in the right direction, as long as you're moving, there is progress. Glory to God. It's prokope. You are having your own breakthrough when you take that step. Glory to God. I believe this is a time for the church to make progress, to advance forth, to go forth. Glory to God, for the glory of God. Lift your hands and shout out, I love you, Jesus. Lift your voice and shout out, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Amen. So in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 3, any pastor would love to see the congregation progressing. Matthew chapter 3, verses 16 and 17.
And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water. And lo, the heavens were opened unto him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, This is my beloved son. In whom I am well pleased.
In whom I am well pleased. Look at Jesus. 30 years of age. He's not begun his ministry. He's not preached a single sermon. Not healed a single person. Not worked a single miracle. In worldly terms, he's not successful at all. He's only preparing for what God has got for him. 30 years. You know, progress is not always loud. God looks at him, the Father looks at him and says, this is my beloved son with whom I'm well pleased. Hello, I've not achieved anything in life. I've not been successful. I've not started my ministry. No, but you're prepared well. Glory to God. It might not be loved. Sometimes you look at your life and say, listen, I'm not married. I don't have a car. But you have character. Then you have progressed. You know, progress is two sides. It's like a coin that has got two sides. One is the things that you achieve. And the other is your personality. You as a person before God. And so Jesus as a person before the Father, Father is saying, I am well pleased with you. You are my beloved son. Because he had the character. Sometimes you look at the outward thing and say, listen, everybody's got married, everybody's having children, everybody's got their own place, doing their own thing. Looks like I've not reached anywhere in life. Hello, do you have character? Before you were a smoker, now you don't smoke. That's great, you made progress. Before you were a womanizer, now you don't. Life character is an achievement. Before you couldn't go to a club where there is a swimming pool because your eyes would go all over the place. You almost had a squint. But now, you're quite okay because you're not looking where you shouldn't look. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you with me? Christian character is progress. Maybe you have been living from rented house to rented house. But that's still progress. Because you haven't taken a loan and built a house. It's still progress. You don't have any debt against your name. Jesus carried in himself a ministry that he had not yet started to do. He was pregnant with a ministry, but he carried it well. You know, patience is progress. 30 years. Sometimes we think if I move from this particular car, maybe from a Corolla to a BMW, I've made progress. Progress necessarily for a Christian is not materialism. There is tangible progress and intangible progress. A tree, when you plant a tree, before it grows upward, it'll always grow downward. People look at the tree and say, oh my God, look, it's coming up, coming up. But before ever it grew up, it grew, it built a root system, it grew below. It was growing. But people are looking for the outward thing. Yet it was progressing by going deep. Some of you have been building a root system, a relationship with Christ. That is progress. Some of you never used to come to church. You would just watch online. But now at least you have started coming late. That's still progress. You know, I still remember, you know, the first time I went for a prayer meeting. Everybody is lifting their hands and praying. And I thought, my God, I don't want to do that. I held my hands like this and stood. Because I thought, I don't want to be like that. But after some time, I slowly made progress. I learned to open my hands, hold it like this without anybody seeing. If somebody whom I knew looked at me, I would just keep it down. But slowly, 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 I began to come to that point of saying, Jesus, I love you. I surrender to you. I lift up your name, Lord. I lift up my hands before you. See, that was progress. Some of you know how to worship him with songs, but some of you have progressed on to speaking in that unknown language, the Holy Spirit language, speaking in tongues. Don't measure progress only by material things. There is a visible side and an invisible side. Visible side is the achievement side. Invisible side is the side where God is building you inside. You are developing inside. You become a person of virtue. A person whom God is saying, I am well pleased, son. You are not the rascal that you were 20 years back. I am well pleased, son. You are not as arrogant as you were 20 years back. I'm well pleased with you, son. Because you're preparing well for my coming. You're preparing well for what I have in store for you. You are developing inside. You've learned to be humble. You've learned to be submissive. You've learned to be teachable. You've learned to, you know, honor me. You need to learn to celebrate your progress. More you celebrate it, the more you will progress. Open your mouth and say, the more I celebrate, the progress in my life, the more I will progress for the glory of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Look at 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 12. 12 to 16.
Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers, in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy, with the laying on of the hands of the presbyters. Meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all.
That's the same word for progress. In other versions, it uses the word prokope. That your progress may appear to all. Paul is writing to Timothy and saying, let no one despise your youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. See, money is not one of them. Sometimes people think they have made progress in life if they have a lot of money. I'm not against money. Please, I believe in God blessing you that way. But you can have money and still not progress. You can have all the money that you ever dreamed of and still not be progressing. Look at Judas. Look at Ananias and Sapphira. They had money, but they didn't progress. So this is more important than anything material. The 12th verse says, let no one despise your age. In other words, let not your age become a barrier. Your biological age is, whether you are young or old, that shouldn't stop you from progressing. Sometimes people say, you know, I'm too young. I came to the Lord when I was 20 years old. Sometimes, and I've seen people over the years saying, sometimes people say, I think my time is over. I think I'm old. I think I have lost my golden years. I don't think. If you want to progress, there cannot be excuses. Sometimes people make excuses saying, and I don't think I'm of that age. I'm too young. I am too old. I have too many responsibilities. I don't think I'm the right gender. Gosh. Have a healthy self-image. You can make progress at any age. At 85, Caleb made progress to go on and take over Kirjat Arba. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Paul went on a missionary journey after he was 60. Abraham stepped out after he was 70. Even at 90, John was caught up into the heavens to have visions and revelations. You can make progress. It doesn't matter. So there shouldn't be an excuse saying, because of that, because of this. It says there, be thou an example, a good example. There are great preachers, great motivators, leaders, CEOs, who are not good examples. We don't judge people because they are also work in progress. But here it says, be an example in conversation. Read on. in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. That's progress. Are you purer than yesterday? Can you handle a swimsuit by the pool? And sometimes people think, you know, if I travel business class or first class, I've made progress. No, no. Fly whichever class. But it is, you have progress when you are a better example. Be an example. Be an example. In Titus 2, it says, elder woman, be an example to younger woman. Be an example. By being not a gossiper, not a slanderer, by how you love your husband, how you love your children, how you are a home builder. Be an example. Today, older women are learning from younger women how to dress. Okay, I need to have that short dress. Okay. So you have 60-year-old mamas learning from younger women on how to do a catwalk. It's the other way around. Hey, glory to God. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Lift your hand and say, Jesus, I love you. Say that, Jesus, I love you. You know, sometimes you know, as a pastor, I look into a church and sometimes I see a person coming with his wife and children, one wife and children, godly children. They come by bus. They walk into church. And then I see a family coming in a Mercedes-Benz fighting with each other. Hello. Which is real progress? One has got a Benz, but he and his wife and children are fighting, screaming. The others, they are smiling, they're singing songs. The husband and wife, they just got off the bus. They're coming together as a family. That's progress. That's progress. So look at the 13th verse. Till I come, give attention to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. When nobody is watching, improve yourself. Give attention to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. When nobody is watching, have a good doctrine. Privately, you're building yourself. You're studying the word. You're reading the word. You're not trying to show off your Bible skills to anybody. Your daily schedule is much better than what it was before. You have that quiet time with God. You have the time where you know, I need to fast and pray and seek the face of God. I need to study the word. I need to eat of the word. When I read, I might not remember everything, but I read. It goes into my subconscious mind. That's progress. But we are too busy reading everything on WhatsApp. Everything on WhatsApp. We don't have time to read the word. We're just reading too many messages on WhatsApp. Too many. No private study of the word. Just too many. That's not progress. Batch of 1969, all of them are sick and on the hospital. Leave that group. It's not profiting you in any way. Class of 1967, there's no class. They've forgotten the biblical style of loving the Lord, honoring the Lord. There's just a lot of things that don't profit in that group. But you're busy reading it. You're not progressing. David built himself privately before he ever stood before Goliath. Developing privately is a sign of progress. Look at 1 Timothy 4, 14th verse. Neglect not the gift that is in thee. That's the next thing. Your gift. Use your gift. If you don't use your gift, you are not progressing. The gift is different from talent. Talent is a skill that you train yourself into. You have to practice it. Gift is that which comes out of you naturally. It is a gift that is connected to your calling, not your talent. So are you singing because you're talented, or are you singing because you're gifted? It's a tough question. I'm putting you on that spot. The whole world is watching. What is Leah going to answer there? Lord help her. Let her make the right thing. Is it your talent or is it your gift? You know, talent is according to your skill. You have to build that up. You have to train yourself. You have to practice. You have to try out that voices. You have to keep playing those instruments. Look at that, try that, all that. The gift naturally flows. The Holy Spirit just flows out of you. So there's nothing wrong with singing, leading worship, all that out of gifting or out of talent, as long as you're glorifying the Lord. But here the Bible says, if you have to progress, understand the gifting that you have. And neglect not the gift. That gifting that comes to you by the laying on of hands and by prophecy. When I lay hands upon people, you know, some preachers can preach. Some teachers can teach. But only some preachers and some men of God can impart. Not every preacher can impart. Not every teacher can impart. But I know the grace that works in me. When I speak, there's an impartation that takes place. When I lay hands, there's an impartation that takes place. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Paul said, Timothy, I laid hands upon you. I prophesied over you. And there's a gift inside of you because of that. Exercise it. Neglect not it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There are people who have a talent to make money, a skill set that they've learned, and there is a gift to make money. Use both. Use both. Don't be crooked. That is not there. The talent and the gift. The gift is what you're willing to do even if you are not paid for it. That's the gift. You don't charge for a gift that God placed inside of you. So It is when you put that gift to work, there is progress. When God gifted me, don't look for, I stepped out for the Lord when I was 20 years old. When people are trying to make their career, life, go on with life. There was no conversation, nothing. I knew the gift that was inside of me. Through the laying on of hands of my spiritual father, through prophecy. The leadership gift that was there inside of me. Preaching is something that I had to develop. The casting of the devils. The gift that was inside of me by the Holy Spirit. I would just minister out of that gifting. No appreciation, no rewards, nothing. Just. There are people who go for a cooking class and learn cooking. There's a skill that they learn. That's good. Learn something. But there are people who can just take and make something and it is. That's a gift. You should know how to celebrate your gift. In a family, in your children, my wife doesn't use too much of makeup. She doesn't need to. the same girl that I see in the daytime is the same girl in the night. Sometimes, when they take off their mask, you don't know. Is that the girl? They've taken off all their makeup. You do not actually recognize. I never had a problem. My children, three girls and one boy. Two of my girls, they, without Tan ever telling them, they know how to dress. And they're pretty good. So there's a gift there. They know how to, they'll be young. Nobody taught them, but they just know. It's a gift. A gift will never take an off day. When you exercise your gift, you're progressing. Look at the 15th verse.
Meditate upon these things.
Meditate upon these things.
Give thyself wholly to them.
That's the next point, just to progress. Meditate. Engage your mind on the things that were spoken from the word. Engage your mind. If you can learn to control your mind, you're progressing. If your mind is all over the place, that's not progress. Everybody is calling for your attention in the world. Amidst that, to meditate, Paul is telling Timothy. I go somewhere, I come back, all my children, my wife, everybody is looking for my attention. And all of them want 100% attention. One is speaking, one is trying to show off what happened, something else, another has got something that they made, and my wife is trying to say something, and I'm like, Lord, help me. Maybe you have hundreds of things going around you. But progress is when you know how to control your mind, when you know how to meditate. As a Christian, meditation is thinking of the Word of God, the Bible, in your head, in your heart, in your mind. It is playing over and over and over. Over and over, the word is going. That's progress. For example, if I'm teaching on progress, how do you meditate? You take these scriptures and then you say within your heart, I'm progressing. I progress according to the word in 1 Timothy 4:12. I progress. You're thinking on it in faith, in conversation, in doctrine, in life, in purity. I. You know, mind is a very funny instrument. It doesn't have a neutral gear. It's only reverse or forward. There's also no parking. There's no place for no parking. So always either moving forward or going back. So when you meditate, you are giving your thoughts, I mean, you're pushing your mind forward. And when you meditate scripturally, maybe you read a scripture, you heard a scripture, you think about that all through. And when it comes to afternoon, you're slowly muttering it out, saying it out. I'll progress according to the word in 1 Timothy 4:12, in faith and purity, in love, in conversation. Yes, I'll be an example. You start saying it out. That's the second level. But third level might be in the evening when you are saying it out a few times when you're working, and then you come to that point where you're shouting it out. It's almost like you believed what you ever thought about, meditated on. You say, I have made progress according to 1 Timothy 4:12 in faith. See, meditation at the boiling point is when you say it out loud. Christian meditation is not you sitting like this, closing your eyes, thinking of an orange, or leaving your mind blank. No. Christian meditation is you start with the word of God in your mind and you end it with your mouth. Thought about it so much, it comes out of you. If you are better at controlling your mind, you have made progress. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy, with the laying on of hands. Meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them. Completely to them. Progress is when you are able to give completely yourself to them. Wholly, not part-time, but 24/7. Completely. You want to be successful in business, you have to give completely to it. You go there with half your heart, you're sitting there, you're getting into a work and you don't give wholly to it. You're sitting there and see, what's, is there a flow to it or not? And you're thinking, why am I not getting promoted? Why is my business not flourishing? You're not given wholly to it. You want your family life to succeed? You have to give wholly, completely to it, to that relationship with your spouse, to your family, to your home, to your children. It can't be a part-time. You spend part-time in the home and then you think, why isn't my marriage working? It would be a miracle if it is working. Progress is giving completely. You want to go to the gym, you want to work out. When you are there, give completely yourself to it. You want that six pack, but you're going there, you got half your time on the phone, chatted with a few people, walked on treadmill, gone down, had a pizza, come back to do push-ups. Go out there, have a Coke, come back there again and do a couple of things with dumbbells. Gosh. You can't learn swimming online. You have to give wholly yourself to it. You have to. See, a man of God can prophesy, but unless you give yourself completely, there cannot be success. True progress. Look at somebody and say, if there is somebody next to you, okay? Otherwise, the angels are listening. Say, I am going to make true progress by the grace of God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. That thy profiting, prokope, might be evident to all. Progress with God will translate into progress in life. I repeat that again. Don't have it upside down. Progress with God will translate into progress in life. Genesis 32 verse 28. And I close with that. Genesis 32, 28.
And he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men.
You have prevailed with God, and so you will prevail in life. One version says, and you will prevail with men. You prevail with God. You progress with God. You will progress in life.